It's Richie and Grego. Rage. Live from Ranger Spring Training on 105.3 The Fan.
Yeah, boy.
Yes, yes, Jackie, hit that ball.
Live from Surprise, embrace your Rangers road rage. It's Richie and Grego Extravaganza, 105.3 The Fan at Surprise Stadium today, where we saw some split squad scrubs doing business, Padres Royals style. But in Scottsdale, down the road a bit, the Rangers took it to the Diamondbacks, 16-3 today. Rangers get their first exhibition win. And included in that game was a very important event for Rangers fans. We all remember Mike Napoli's slide into second base in Game 6 of the World Series. And today Mike Napoli was on first base in the first inning, and he had to run to second base, and he had to slide. The good news is he popped up, jogged off the field. First time he'd tested it all year, which is a good thing. And Civil and I were in the clubhouse this morning, and I asked Napoli, how's the ankle feeling?
Everything's good. You know, I'm not 100% yet, but, it's getting there, and I don't think it's going to be an issue for me to be ready for opening day.
You didn't have surgery?
No.
How the heck? No, because when we saw that replay, have you seen it?
Yeah.
Can you imagine that you didn't break everything and that your foot didn't just fall off?
When I first did it, I thought I did. I kind of felt a little pop, and it didn't feel too good, and I was like, there's no way I'm getting up from this.
Just everybody cringe. When you watched it, what was your reaction?
Yeah, I didn't fully watch. I saw it happening and looked away. But everyone thinks it's a great idea to send me pictures of it and text message and all that. I'm like, I really don't want to see this anymore.
Oh, nasty. That is nasty, isn't
it? You sound so girly. Like, that's something I would say back, like, ooh, nasty.
I don't think I said ooh, hoo, hoo.
It sounded like it to me, like giggle, giggle, nasty.
Right, I don't know how it's possible, but that looks more gruesome than Joe Theismann's.
It looks nasty, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's pretty nasty. I would go with nasty. Yeah. I thought nasty. You were kind of grossed out.
Yeah, it was creepy. And people sent in pictures of, hey, look at your ankle, dude. That's weird.
That's kind of messed up.
Yeah, it is. But Mike Napoli today passes the first test on the ankle, sliding into second, gets a couple hits today. He's on his way.
Then we moved on to more fun topics like the Fan Sports Lounge because, as we've noted, lots of local athletes have been in there. In fact, Jeremy Lin, who's in town for the game tonight against the Mavs, was in there last night.
Yep.
So we asked Mike Napoli, what'd you think of the Fizzle?
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, to go in there and have all them TVs and clean atmosphere. It's just, I liked it. I stayed in the Cirque, so it was just a quick walk downstairs to watch some football and have a nice beverage.
Did you try the chili while you were there?
I did.
Yay, that's my menu item. Yeah. High five.
It's pretty good.
Good.
I liked it, yeah.
Is that uncomfortable that you've eaten Sybil's chili and she's like standing right there?
Yeah, jumping right in front of me. Going nuts about some chili.
We did. We high-fived over chili. And then he tweeted about it, too.
Yeah, he's been tweeting this the whole day, Grego. Like, while the Rangers game was going on, he's been tweeting me and Sybil, like, chili. Chips and salsa is good, too.
Really?
Yeah. During the it's got to be during the game, right?
Yeah. Or he's in the clubhouse.
Must be in the clubhouse. Yeah.
On the bus. I mean, normally they don't get a clubhouse.
On the bus tweeting.
Really?
Love spring training. It's so intense.
And last week we went over the Rangers' promotional schedule. One of the jersey nights when they do Mike Napoli's jersey, it's sponsored by Snapple. So I call it the Snappily.
They had these iced teas, they call it Snappily or something. So
really?
I had to sign a bunch of them. But I had them send me a box of them.
What's the craziest thing you've ever been asked to sign?
I had to sign some boobs before, so...
Had to sign some boobs before, Papa.
Yeah, a lot of people do that.
Have you had to sign boobs?
I've never done it. I've been asked.
What?
I've been asked.
You turned
many
down
times.
Boobs?
Never.
Why?
Because I'm not doing that. I can't imagine anybody want my autograph to begin with. But if they do, I'll gladly give it to them. But I'm not going to sign any body parts.
Richie, have you ever signed boobs?
No, but I'm the first one that asked me is getting my signature on them. I guarantee you. Armin, yeah. If somebody asked you, hey, will you sign my breast, would you do it or no?
Well, knowing that my wife is listening right now, absolutely not.
Oh, my God. Sybil, would you do it?
Like, what if girl boobs
or
guy boobs?
Girl boobs came up and said, Sybil, we just love you.
Boobs.
Will you sign my cleavage boobs?
I guess it depends on what she looks like. Or how much I've had to drink. Or where we are. It's like we're here at Rangers Spring Training, probably not. But if we're out Duke's on a Wednesday night, maybe I will.
I mean, normally, I said, no, I'm just not going to sign your boobs. If you'll bend over, I'll pile drive you.
Ooh.
What the? There's the line, and you crossed it.
That's true. Like a wrestling move, ready? You'd break their neck?
No, screw them.
Oh,
there's another line, and you've crossed it twice.
Just crossed a double white line on the highway.
You want me to go for three today?
No, please. I don't.
No, not with. Never mind.
So I like Mike Snappoli now.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Is he your favorite?
It's between him and Derek Holland and Mitch Moreland because he's funny too.
More Rangers clubhouse shenanigans awesome. With Mitch Moreland coming up at 6:30. All right, Greg, let's talk quickly about the Mavs tonight.
Jeremy Lin in town.
Yeah.
Is Jeremy Lin in town or is Tyson Chandler back in town?
Tyson Chandler getting his ring tonight. That's bad luck. Have the Mavericks won a game when they're giving out a ring?
They lost the Deshaun Stevenson.
Just last week, yeah.
They lost No, wait a minute. Barea, did they lose that game?
No, they beat Barea in the Timberwolves. That's the only game they've won. And he didn't play that game. He didn't suit up. Mavericks and the Knicks tonight, part of a 5 games in 6 nights brutal stretch, back to back to back, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And again, Rage will be, we're going to make the trek down to Phoenix on Thursday night to watch the Mavs in a road game. We don't do that very often.
Yeah, we are. I mean, it's going to be a fun time.
And then,
fun time. Knicks under 500 now.
And I think that game is sold out tonight at AAC. I mean, they're all sold out. I think actually the building will be packed with Linsanity, who, by the way, was at the Fizzle last night.
Well, bless his heart.
I wonder if he had your chili, Sybil.
I wonder.
I heard it has a clean atmosphere there, according to Mike Napoli.
It's very clean and lots of TVs.
I've never heard it described that way. Very clean atmosphere.
I have a buddy that I go to Vegas with every year, and he's an Asian. And I swear to you, this is a true story. Last year, we went to Vegas, and I was watching basketball. And he walks up to me and he says, he goes, hey, do the Mavs still have that big Russian on their team?
Russian?
I'm like, what? And he goes, you know, the big guy that's a good player. I'm like, you mean Dirk? He goes, yeah,
Dirk. I
go, he's not Russian, fool. And he goes, oh, I don't follow basketball. Take a wild guess this year what he was all excited about.
He's an Asian guy?
Yeah.
Is he a big Knicks fan now?
Oh, yeah. He can break down the Knicks too deep now. And I go, you bastard. The only reason you like him is because he's Asian. And he goes, so? And I'm like, oh, fair
point.
Yeah,
that's kind of what I say, too.
Fair
point.
That's what he said to me. No, he was all like, Jeremy Lin's coming to town. Can you get me tickets? I'm like, you want to go see the big Russian or do you want to go see Jeremy Lin?
The big Russian.
Fool, yeah.
How could he go from that to just suddenly being a basketball? Oh, because it's an Asian.
Yeah.
You know, I support the Asians doing that.
There's no doubt.
I support the Asians supporting the Asians.
All right, there's a little Mavs with a little Mike Napoli snuck in there at the start. All right, next up on Rage, how about we do something called the Bounty? Greg, are you going to do some more of this? Tony Casillas and Jason Garrett speak out about the bounty. Did it ever happen at Valley Ranch?
Nippon Ham Fighters.